Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Harvey Weierman, an attorney with a media watchdog group called Watch Over California. Mr. Weierman, the Dixie Chicks are not going away. Apparently, your organization feels that they're a bigger threat than just the comments they made about the president.
Well, the Dixie Chick singing group has been on our radar for a long time because not only are they prone to making these unpatriotic comments, but their stage show, which I don't think a lot of people are familiar with the stage show of the Dixie Chicks, but it has elements of pornography in it. There is allegedly nudity. There is some undressing on stage, sexually suggestive dancing. They undress each other.
We're talking about the group, the Dixie Chicks?
Yes, sir, again. And this patriotism thing.
So people know, we're talking about the comments they made to President Bush. They were ashamed they came from Texas. But you're saying something bigger. They're not just unpatriotic. Their show is pornographic?
Yes, the comments they made about Bush is plodding over a larger issue, Mr. Henry, and that is the essential immorality of the Dixie Chick show. Now, they're performing tonight in Greensville, South Carolina, and I know that you have many listeners in the South Carolina portion of the country, and I would encourage you to tell your listeners that this show of the Dixie Chicks that they may be considering going to can be damaging to people who are offended by sex and smut.
Mr. Wyman, I want to interrupt. I am not familiar with the Dixie Chicks stage show. I've heard their music, and I've seen them interviewed.
Well, I've seen a lot of...
Have you seen the show?
I beg your pardon?
Have you personally seen their show?
I'll tell you, Mr. Henry, I've been around. I've seen shows like it where these women will remove their clothes and rub it all over the place. I don't need to see filth to know what it is.
But you haven't seen it. We're talking about a musical group, right?
No. I know the groups you're talking about. That they're very notorious for their anti-Americanism, and they've also this very notorious stage show.
I have never heard this.
Well, again, you have to be familiar with the country music scene. You have to be following these groups as I do and as members of my group do. Now, they have this Miss Maines, who is the lead singer in this group. She's the one that made the comments about Bush. She takes her underwear off or something. Doesn't take her underwear off, but she removes some clothing and throws it into the crowd. It may be underwear. The people that we've interviewed who've been to these shows are sure that it is some kind of an undergarment. The tight pants and the revealing blouses are just the beginning of the filth that these three women throw on the American people night after night like a bucket of slop.
All right, I'd like to know where you're getting your information, because I have not heard that the Dixie Chicks have a pornographic stage show.
Phil, I've got a number of sources.
Well, name some names.
I've got Stan Stewart is a media critic in Canada. He's heard some things that are disturbing. I think these women are so lacking in talent, apparently, because they have to say insulting things about the president and then perform their country music songs and do it in a way like they're having sex in a barn or performing some kind of a sexual act near a rendering plant.
If you've seen it for yourself, or if you haven't seen it for yourself, how can you say what they're doing, right? You have...
This is an argument a lot of you people in media give.
When you say you people in the media, I think it's a valid argument. If you haven't seen this...
I don't need to see, Mr. Henry, I don't need to see the movie Deep Throat to know what it's about. I don't need to see... Jesus Christ nailed to the cross to know that he got nailed up there, and some things you don't need. I don't need to stick my hand in a bonfire.
But to make these specific allegations of smut and sex, what other sources do you have?
Look, I want to tell you something. Have you been to the Dixie Chick show?
No, sir, I have not.
Then you don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about people who have seen this show and have reported these things back to me. And I can tell you that the Chick show, the Dixie Chick show, has got it all. Every kind of spot.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with attorney Harvey Wireman with Media Over California, Media Watchdog Group. He says the Dixie Chicks, and you know that they made the comment about Bush, and it's been, you know, much reported. That's blown over. He's saying, so you're not going after these ladies because of their so-called lack of patriotism.
No, that's never been the case for me with the Dixie Chicks. They've always... Yogurt, by the time the second song starts in their set, they're already removing clothing.
Are you talking to me about full nudity?
Well, when you talk about taking your clothes off, I don't know what what else will happen but to be nude. So, again...
Do you have a, and I want to...
You got a lot of questions, Mr. Andrew, but I hope you're hearing what I'm saying.
Are you familiar with their music? I just was going to ask you.
I am familiar with their music.
Because they're a terrific group. Their ensemble singing is great. They have a couple of fiddle players. I think they got a fiddle player. One of the women plays fiddle. They're a fine act, and their music reflects a sort of an American sensibility. So if you were to say that they would strip on stage or do something...
nobody's just saying kids are welcome at the Dixie Chick show. Nobody says that. It's an adult show. But even some adults don't want to go in there and look at their bare, look at them being nude. And with all respect to these women, they are not the best looking women in the world. And for them to remove their clothes or even suggest that they're going to remove their clothes on stage is offensive, I think, to any man who appreciates a beautiful woman having to look at that. Or even the hint or the threat of that.
All right. Harvey Wireman is our guest this hour. Have you, Janice, you're a country music fan. You seen the Dixie Chicks? Do they take their clothes off? No? Is it something they might have started recently? Is it something that they're doing? We have with us on the line Harvey Wireman from a Media Watchdog Group about the Dixie Chicks. Just when you think that whole thing's going to blow over, this guy doesn't have a problem with them for the things they say. He says their show, and I took some notes, he says the show has, quote, elements of pornography in it, and there is apparently nudity in their show. Now, they are appearing tonight. I think this is the first night of their tour, isn't it? In Greensville, South Carolina. And this ought to be interesting. I think we have listeners in the Greensville area. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're familiar with that they are starting this tour, sir?
Yes, I am, Phil. And I'm very concerned about these women forcing their sex, this smut upon people that simply want to hear some music. I heard they do an encore where they will sit on the stools in their underwear playing their acoustic guitars with only the guitar covering the top portion of them. You see what I'm saying? So,
all right, that sounds like it's maybe an artistic piece.
Oh, no. You can say a lot, and I think it degrades every artist to say that three women sitting stark naked on a stool is art.
I'm saying I can see, maybe with the proper lighting, that it would be a beautiful thing to see.
Well, I don't think three women sitting in their underwear... And they help each other take their boots off. They don't even do an artful strip. They just take their clothes off as if they're undressing for bed. And for me, and for the millions of music fans and concert goers across America, this is an abomination in terms of the prurient value of it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. That's the whole story. Dixie Chicks. Is their show pornographic? Is there some campaign out to get them? We'll see. Harvey Wireman of the Media Over California, a media watchdog group, saying that the Dixie Chicks show is pornographic. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Our number 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Attorney Harvey Wireman is a part of a media watchdog group that is monitoring the Dixie Chicks. And are you getting a lot more publicity because of their comments about President Bush?
I would say, Phil, that the comments that the Dixie Chicks made about President Bush brought them to the forefront. But yes, yes, I would say we are. But we've been following these three women and this show that they put on, which has them rubbing, themselves on the mic stand. There's a part of the show where the man in the middle is the Natalie Maines. Is that her name?
I think she's the lead singer. Yeah.
She bends over and she rubs her rear end on the butt of the other girl who's playing the fiddle.
Well, maybe that's some kind of a harmless dance, but
Mr. Henry.
But the point I'm trying to make is that you say their show is smutty, and the things you're describing to me seem more artistic.
Well, I, until you know what it is that you're talking about.
But you've never seen the show.
I have said to you that I have a great many friends who have.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Yvette, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, my only comment to the gentleman is, how can he possibly say all these things about these women, and he hasn't seen the show?
Well, wait a second. I don't need to stick my you-know-what into a meat grinder to know that it's going to hurt.
But you know what? But that's the whole thing. Now, see, there you go. You-know-what. Is that not in a form of artistic expression that you just utilize
right
there?
No, ma'am, I'm trying to be respectful of the fact that I'm on a radio station. I'm not going to say the word.
Right, but at the same time, here's a perfect example. You're attacking the Dixie Chicks, but you don't even know their names or who they are.
I know Natalie Maines is the lead singer, and she's the one that allegedly rubs herself on the mic stand.
Well, the lady's making a point. You haven't seen this.
Mr. Henry, I can't look at every filthy act out there. We've got a
You're right, but you can make a comment and a statement about every filthy act. But you can't say anything? That doesn't make any sense.
No, The Dixie Chicks made a big comment about President Bush being a piece of you-know-what, or they were afraid that he was born in Texas. Well, I've been following the Dixie Chicks for 4 years, and we're familiar with their stage act as being you're up to your ears in filth when you walk in there.
But you've been watching the Dixie Chicks for 4 years.
Yes, we have been following them.
But at no point whatsoever have you ever seen the show, but you right to make the comment about freedom of speech and a comment made.
Yes.
But do you not think that you're taking it out of proportion, the context of what they said, to make this a bigger issue for your own personal agenda?
No, ma'am, because every other music genre has brought sex into the music because the record industry is in the toilet, the rap and the pop and all of the other nonsense. No one wants to buy it. And here come these
Dixie
Chicks. Huh?
But that seems to be like discriminatory remarks on the rap and the pop. Are
it's
they not artists as well as everybody else?
Well,
what was everybody saying about the sexual contents of Elvis Presley?
Well,
look at him now. He's a legend.
Elvis Presley was a pill-popping. He had diarrhea or whatever he had, that problem with his colon. These guys...
Can we, you know what, if I could jump in here, Mr. Wireman, because I think, you may be drifting a little bit.
All right.
The lady is saying something that I think is the absolute core of this argument. You can't criticize or censor if you haven't seen it. And you represent, I must say, a great many people in the country today who want things censored that they've never seen.
I don't need to see it because I know... You can smell garbage a mile away, Mr. Henry. You don't have to run up to the pile and start sifting through it for T-bones.
So it's okay for us to say that you're not a good attorney and that your statements are incorrect and that your reputation isn't good, considering the fact I've never met you, but it's all right for me to go publicly and say that?
Of course not, because you don't know...
Oh, but that's what you're doing with the Dixie Chicks, but it doesn't
apply
to you.
No, but applies
to them.
Ma'am... You can't say that Harvey Wireman walks into a courtroom and takes his clothes off and rubs...
But you're saying that about the Dixie Chicks and you haven't seen them.
No, wait a second. What you're saying is that you can't make a comment about me even though you don't know me. And I'm saying that
but
have you ever
what
heard
you're doing with reference to the Dixie
because
Chicks.
People have you ever heard that Harvey Weinman went into a courtroom and stuck his bare butt in the judge's face? No.
But even if I heard it, I'm not going to make an assumption.
Exactly.
For it.
I could start that rumor right now, and
exactly.
Yeah, and people might start saying Harvey Weinman, attorney of San Marino, California, strips in the courtroom, and they might just bar you. They might have
exactly.
you put away.
Country
exactly.
music. Look at country.
But you know what you're doing. The bottom line is you're making them more famous than what they already
Man,
are,
cut.
You're helping that out.
No, Jesus H. Christ. I said to the...
Just look at that. Look at the language you just used.
What?
What language is that, Jesus H. Christ?
Well, you know, that's the name of the Christian God, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's said in a slang and
exactly.
angry way.
Country music is dead in the water. So Dixie Chicks have found a way to sell records, and that's by bending over and showing everything.
And, well, I don't know what you mean. Yvette, I want to thank you for your call.
But the lady misunderstands.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. And let's go over to Christine. Christine, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Harvey Weinman.
Hello?
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, Harvey.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just want to say I cannot disagree more with you. I've seen the Dixie Chicks show. It's been televised on Much Music.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite a decent family show, and it's quite entertaining.
On the television, of course. I'm talking about the private performances that they give for people in these large arenas.
And every single, and I read the newspapers after the shows the next day, and every single qualified and reputable editor gives them great reviews.
Of course.
No one has mentioned, you're the first person.
Let me ask you a question then. Why is it when the Darcy Chicks go on the TV, it's pay-per-view? The reason is because of the underwear and this nonsense. And
well, wait a minute. The reason why it's pay-per-view is because the Dixie Chicks command a fairly high price to be seen.
Wait a second. Who is the greatest singer that ever was?
I don't know.
Well, let's say Frank Sinatra. I could see him on television for free any GD day I wanted to.
And their shows are not censored in any ways. Not at all.
But the Dixie Chicks are seen, and you can't sniff a show of theirs unless you've got about $68 for the pay-per-view. So Christine...
Christine's been to the show. She's seen the Dixie Chicks. There's no pornography, right, Christine?
No.
There is no nudity.
No, it's a family show.
Well, is there suggestive dancing? Does anybody rub themselves?
No, I don't know what show Harvey has been looking at. Oh, if it's just making all this stuff up, it just sounds ludicrous.
I'm not making... Have you ever seen Minnie Pearl grab herself down there? No, you haven't. But the Ducks and Clucks, or the Dixie...
I mean, they're certainly more trendy than the,
that's what I'm talking about.
Well, just because they're trendy doesn't mean that they're grabbing themselves.
No. What I'm saying is I think you're stretching this. Yes, they're more trendy, and they're fresher, younger approach.
Are you...
I don't see them.
Uh-huh. Well, can I ask you a question, dear? Are you from the United States of America?
No, I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Ah, well, you see, Canada's way more permissive with what they allow in the theater. Down here, you can't go for that. Canadians will put up with a guy standing on stage singing a hillbilly song and spreading it for everybody. But down here, Americans don't like that.
Well, if Americans don't like it, they're selling out the Dixie... And by the way, their name is Dixie Chicks, not the Dixoy Chicks.
Mr. Henry...
I don't mean to be disrespectful, sir, but I've heard you mispronounce it. Thank you, Christine, for your call.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Harvey Weinman, a media watchdog attorney, says the Dixie Chicks stage show is pornographic and is warning people to stay away from it tonight in Greenville, South Carolina. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That son of a bitch told me that.
All right, well, we're back on the air. 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Weinman, media watchdog attorney. claiming that the Dixie Chicks show is a pornographic show and that it is a program that a show that needs to be monitored, and that the Dixie Chicks being unpatriotic is just the beginning of their problems. And we are taking phone calls. You've never seen one of their shows, and yet you have cited sources of other people. Who else has seen the Dixie Chicks show and claimed that it's a pornographic show?
Well, people, Phil, whose opinions that other people respect. I'm talking about Art Waterhouse, who writes an entertainment column in Las Vegas. Dorian Fisher, who's the broadcast critic for the Web Newspaper Syndicate. Betty Firestone of the Union Press. And there are others. People are beginning to realize that
the Dixie Chicks.
I'm sorry, I had a stroke 3 years ago. The Dancing Chicks controversy isn't going to go away because there's so much filth underneath the veneer of these women.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Walter, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Uh-oh, Walter, turn that radio down for me. Let me go over to Kiana. Kiana, go ahead.
All right.
Would you have that gentleman turn his radio down? Go ahead, Kiana.
First of all, it's the Dixie Chicks. It's not whatever
I understand, but it's difficult for me to form certain words because of a stroke that I had.
Okay. Well, second of all, you're sitting here talking about how provocative they are, yet did you see Britney Spears and the rest of those girls, Christina Aguilera, other artists, stripping half of their clothes off on their CD covers when on the front of a Dixie Chicks CD cover you see feet?
Well, dear, first of all, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera are a far sight nicer to look at, I think, than the
Well, that's your own personal opinion, sir.
All right,
just because they're nicer, just because they're nicer to look at.
You know, the little fat one in the middle. But
forget about how the women look. Now you're being sexist on top of everything else.
Exactly.
It doesn't really matter how
they look. The Dixie Chicks' faces are beautiful, and they top Britney Spears, and Britney Spears' half of her body is fake, and that's probably why you like it. These girls are totally natural, and all they want to do is perform.
I think they're attractive women. And you
like them large like that?
Personally, yes, but that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
That has nothing to do with your situation.
What we're talking about here, sir.
You're sitting here, sir. You're telling us.
Look, young girls want to emulate the Dixley Chicks, and how are these parents going to feel when their daughters come home from a Dixley concert and they want to go to school with no underwear on?
It's not that they're going to do that. Kids don't do that. I mean, yes, kids go to school. They look at Britney Spears. How do kids explain why they want to wear absolutely no clothes? I think no underwear is better than no clothes.
Well, my point is that the Britney Spears is a tasteful and artistic dance rendition, and it's not just rubbing your butt on a mic stand.
You don't even know. I've gone to a show. Just because you've heard about it, there's a lot of rumors that go around that people hear about.
Okay.
That's how rumors get started.
Well,
but you know what? I've been to a show, so you might want to check your sources.
All right, let me ask you a question, because this is how it happens. When you went to that Dixie Chick show, did you go to the ladies' room?
Yes.
Okay. At the time you were in the ladies' room, she could have been rubbing her big butt on that mic stand.
I think my friends would have told me.
Yeah.
Well, why would they tell you? Because it's part of the show.
Why wouldn't they tell me? Well, they would have said something because they know that's not the Dixie Chicks' behavior.
Look, I don't
You're hearing rumors, and you're going off what you hear. Maybe you need to actually go to a concert, pay the money, whether you like the band or not, and see it for yourself that you're making no sense.
And the other thing is that I think you made a very good point, Kyan, about Britney and about Christina Aguilera and Pink or whoever you want to mention being women who are far more sexually charged.
Well, wait a second. When you talk about Pink or any of the Dixlin chicks go on stage together like a bunch of lesbians. You see what
and
I'm saying?
How about the way Spears and the rest of the dancers dance on their guys?
At least it's heterosexual sex and not three butterhogs.
So now, not only are you being sexist, you're being racist towards gays and lesbians.
Exactly.
Racist towards gays? Well, huh?
You just said it's okay for a guy and a girl to be up on stage doing that, but it's not okay for two girls.
Wait a second. Are you trying to tell me that you want to see two guys going at it like Adam and Steve?
I never said anything.
In the love dance?
Wait, but I never said anything about
didn't say
two
that.
Guys.
Well, I will tell you that the Dixie Chicks, going at it like they're having sex in an alley behind a rendering plant, in my mind, is
what have you seen that happen before?
Oh,
have
boy.
You seen that happen before?
What?
Have you seen the Dixie Chicks getting it on before? No, you haven't, because you've never been to a show.
Exactly. Kayetta, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Walter, go ahead.
Yeah, this guy needs his watchdog license taken away from him. Because he's totally not in touch with whatever the hell he's talking about.
Oh, you sound like a real country music fan.
No, I'm not. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm not even a country western fan. But I tell you what, I do know the Dixie Chicks. I have heard their music, and I happen to like some of it. She just spoke her mind, which is being American, and which I think that you're not being, because for one, you tell that other lady, because she's from Canada, and you're going to speak for me and tell me that the Americans don't like what they do. You're not speaking for me. I'm American, okay?
Well, wait a second.
Born and raised here.
The Dixon Chicks, they get up on
stage. No. First of all, you know, you don't even need to be talking. It's the Dixie Chicks. And if you can't remember that, you need to quit trying to be a watchdog. You need to go watch something else, something that you can remember.
That's a good point. You can't even remember that.
I told you that, but it's difficult for me to form the words.
If it's difficult for you to form the words, then you don't need to be discussing the words then.
Well,
it's
I'll tell you.
It's just that simple.
These two.
You know, your watchdog license needs to be revoked because you're out of touch with everything, okay?
Are you a father?
Yes, I'm a father.
All right, do you want your daughter, looking at the diddling chicks, do you want them to go and see them, you know, and with the little fat one in the middle, they look like a pork loin sandwich?
Well, look, that's beside the point. If my daughters are old enough to make up their mind what they want to see, if they didn't like that stuff, that would be up to them. And if I didn't like it, that would be up to me. But for you to be sitting up there talking the stupid stuff that you're talking about, you know, it's just plain. You really ought to hear yourself. You're really making yourself sound stupid.
Sir, these the Duxleys have a thong full of $1 bills by the end of the show.
You know what? And just because if anybody will ever hear all this stuff, matter of fact, if I could be, I'm a truck driver, if I could be in where they're performing
there
at,
in Greensville,
I would go just behind your stupidness.
Wait a second. Every dollar you give to the dangling chicks, they're going to the...
Now it's the dangling chicks. Why did she... It's called the Dixie Chicks, because they come from the South.
Well, I don't care where they come from.
Both of you guys are really starting to tighten my jaws.
Well, you know what? I hope your jaws lock up on you, because there's something definitely wrong with you.
What's wrong with me? All I'm trying to say is that these women are up on stage hunching a mic stand.
No. You go on by, you said you haven't even seen this. I have seen them perform, and that ain't the kind, that's
well,
not even where
you
they're from. You ain't going to even get me to believe no stuff like
can
that.
Can I tell you,
I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be nice to
you. I appreciate that, but listen, I want to tell both of you guys something.
What?
I want to tell you, Phil, and you, Walter, something. That for the last 45 minutes...
Uh-huh.
I've been putting you on because I'm actually the president of the Los Angeles area Dixie Chicks fan club, and I'm just trying to promote their show tonight.
You need a whooping.
What?
You need a whooping. That's what you need.
You want to kick my ass?
Yeah, I'd like to kick your ass.
Hey, I don't necessarily want to kick your ass, but you need a whooping.
Why? Because I'm a Duckley chick? Fan?
Duckley
no,
chick.
Because you get all, because you're in that.
Yeah, that's all you did. For 45 minutes, you shoveled horse manure.
Yeah, I just pulled over from trying to make a living.
Hey, Walter,
and
listen.
Stupid stuff, and somebody's not going to get what they got coming because of you.
Listen to this. It's my favorite Duxley chick song. Wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. Yeah.
He's costing me money.
What
I'm not
an idiot. Right. This guy is putting me on for 40 minutes.
Wide open spaces. Walter. Fred Burnerman. Oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
Would you please check out these guests first before you put them on my show for 45 minutes? The Dixie Chicks hunch a mic stand on stage. The guy's the president of the Los Angeles area Dixie Chicks fan club. Then he sings Wide Open Spaces like he's still having that stroke.